Afghanistan put into place new commercial and central banking laws this week in hopes of attracting foreign investment. Today, two foreign banks based in Pakistan and Great Britain will be issued Afghanistan's first operating licenses for private sector banks. 25 years of war just after the banks were nationalized has left Afghanistan's banking sector in ruins. Tarek Faradi is a senior advisor to the governor of Afghanistan's central bank and an economic advisor to President Karzai. Welcome.
Thank you.
At the most basic level, is there a place for businesses or just plain people to put their money?
There is not, because 25 years ago, the communist regime in Afghanistan really nationalized all the banks, and the central bank was offering all the banking services in Afghanistan, including retail banking, like you would have a checking account at the Federal Reserve Bank. In the meantime, the currency lost its value, so people who had put their savings at the bank saw their money evaporate. And then later, during the Taliban years, all activities stopped. So we sought the advice of some international partners, the IMF, and also a New York-based think tank called Financial Services Volunteer Corps, to design new banking laws for Afghanistan.
And are there Afghan-owned commercial banks, or are they all foreign-based?
At this point, there are no Afghan-owned private commercial banks. There were six banks that weren't making any loans or not really taking any deposits. Now we are going to privatize a couple of them and try to match them with some international banks, because we don't have a lot of people who can do the job of banking because people have not gone to school in Afghanistan in the last two decades.
It sounds then like, to some extent, at least in the short term, you're relying on foreign banks to come in and sort of fill the gap.
Yes, we have to, because we don't have enough capacity to have Afghan-run private banks. The other important issue in Afghanistan is really anti-money laundering. Afghanistan is the largest producer of opium poppy, and this trade leaves close to $2 billion in cash in Afghanistan. So the central bank needs to be very careful, and also the newly created banks, that they are not involved in any type of money laundering.
Obviously, with illegal money, such as that derives from the poppy that goes to heroin, you wouldn't have that money going into the banks, right?
Well, it's very hard to prevent that, because people have to launder it some way. And when people launder money, they buy expensive real estate that they have never visited or seen, or they buy very expensive cars, huge Land Cruisers, the most fanciest models you have seen, a lot of luxury items.
Are you especially concerned about the fact that these banking deals might set a course of too much foreign influence in Afghanistan?
That is a concern. There are two choices. Either live with the current situation where the Afghan banks are really mediocre, or we open the market and we let everyone come in and really create a competitive market, and some smart Afghans will create banks that will be able to compete with these international banks. And that could be done. Some smart Afghans are putting together applications to create finance banks and commercial banks.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Tarek Faradi is a senior advisor to Afghanistan's central bank and to the New York-based Financial Services Volunteer Corps.